The federal opposition says proposed new marine reserves could harm Australia's efforts to encourage sustainable fishing practices in other parts of the region. The government says the proposed and extensive network of reserves will be the world's largest if they're put in place. The opposition says it's not against protecting marine life, but it is extremely worried about what impact the reserves will have on commercial fishers. The Greens say that's scaremongering. They don't believe the new reserves go far enough to protect pristine areas from oil and gas drilling. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Federal Environment Minister Tony Burke says today's declaration of a chain of protected marine parks around Australia has been decades in the making.
It's time for the world to turn a corner on protection of our oceans, and Australia today leads that next step.
He says there's been extensive consultation over the past 12 months aimed at striking the right balance between the environment and the economy. The government says recreational fishing should be able to continue broadly unimpeded, but there will be an impact on around 1% of Australia's commercial fishing production, with compensation for those affected.
We'll be working on a case-by-case basis with individual businesses now that the maps are out, to work out how that displacement policy should be implemented.
He's nominated a rough figure of $100 million, but says nothing is final. The opposition is sceptical.
The first concern I would have is that there is no money in the budget for compensation. We've already seen that.
The opposition's fisheries spokesman, Richard Colbeck, disputes the government's assessment of a minimal impact on recreational and charter fishing, but says the biggest impact will be on commercial operations. He says a future coalition government would review the new boundaries.
There's been fishing, for example, in the Coral Sea for a long period of time. We don't see that that area has been significantly damaged. We know that it hasn't been. It's still being described as pristine.
Senator Colbeck says Australia already has stringent safeguards to manage fisheries.
Globally benchmarked and recognised as being high quality. That's part of the toolkit that we ought to be using to ensure that our entire marine environment is looked after properly, not just locking Australians out of parts of Australia.
So you don't see these parks as an extension of that ethos of fisheries management?
Well, marine parks in themselves can play a role, but not locking up huge swathes. If there are discrete areas that needed to be protected for certain reasons, then we wholeheartedly support that. We're not saying don't have marine protected areas, but what we're saying is develop them based on science, not on a philosophy of just locking up huge areas of Australia's marine environment and potentially locking ourselves out of future fisheries that are going to be vital for our seafood security.
He says Australia already imports around 70% of its seafood, and the new marine reserves could reduce Australia's influence in encouraging other countries to introduce similar restrictions.
If we're not participants, on what basis do we say that we've got a stake in this? I mean, the fish don't understand lines on maps. They're going to move in and out of these zones. So effectively what we're doing is locking ourselves out of a fishery that is going to be exploited in a regional sense and potentially locking ourselves out of the management as well.
The Greens marine and fisheries spokeswoman Rachel Seward says the commercial fishing industry should be supporting the new reserves.
Future generations will thank us for putting in place a system that protects fisheries into the future.
Senator Seward says she's pleased the government's finally announcing the reserves, but the proposed areas off Western Australia's coast in particular aren't extensive enough to protect marine life from oil and gas exploration.
The government has bowed to pressure from the oil and gas industry, and we believe that that is has affected the extent of the protection offered to these areas.
Do you accept, though, that there has to be a balance between environmental considerations and economic ones?
The problem here is that there hasn't been that balance achieved. But secondly, is that if you're talking about economic considerations, A, what economic impacts as well as environmental impacts would a spill from oil and gas production have on that region? And secondly, there's also economic value to offering protection to our marine life, and as have some of the economic analysis, for example, in the southwest region showed.
A final 60-day consultation period on the new reserves will now begin, and the government expects to make the final declarations by the end of this year.
Naomi Woodley reporting.